May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You did so well with the gospel reading. Let's just go right into the sermon. On the screen, Mike's going to have it there just a second. The world is changing. Who thought that Sears stores and their popular Christmas wish book would be gone? Blockbuster video rentals. I think I still owe on, but the stores are gone. Kodak company, who invented digital cameras, would be out of business by 2012. Instagram killed Kodak. I wonder how many of us shop online, listen to music online, watch Netflix instead of TV. Get our news and so much of what's happening online. Did you know that nearly 50% of all the online purchases are going through one company, Amazon, $179 billion in 2016? The world is changing, and so are people's commitments to community organizations. Ever tried to be in the Rotary or the Lions Club and try and get volunteers to do things, or obviously synagogues and churches have experienced decline too, but it isn't just these institutions. It's people's sense of commitment to a community has decreased. While Christ Church has weathered the storm to some extent, statistics don't lie, and our average Sunday attendance over three services has declined over the decades. The old saying holds true: if you're not growing, you're dying. As Christians, we're taught not to be afraid of death because we believe in resurrection and new life. And yet it's still a tough challenge to face things as any denomination or any church or any service organization. So the world is changing, and the church often resists change or is slow to change. Change can be seen as either a threat or an opportunity. The message of hope is in Jesus. What did Jesus say about himself and change? Do you know? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you try to find something that's not going to change in anything that's not Jesus or his word, but we want to hold on to things that don't change, don't we? We want to have our favorite spot, our favorite whatever it is. And it's so difficult to have to face that reality. Our bodies are changing every day. So if things that worked 15 years ago or 5 years ago may not work as well now, and we realize that, it's a question of how, or how to understand change, how to understand Oshawa or Curtis or wherever you come from, and how to understand how to be relevant with this message. The message doesn't change. The methods need to continually be revamped. So last week I met the national director of Alpha. Have you ever heard of Alpha, the Alpha course? I met the national director. Her name is Shayla. That's her on the screen. Shayla Visser. Shayla is Alpha itself is a practical introduction or refresher in the Christian faith. At the conference I attended with about 500 church leaders from across Canada. Every province and every territory was represented at this conference in Barrie. Shayla said, she asked us, "Where's Jesus in the midst of change?" Paraphrasing Moses, she said, from Exodus, "If your presence does not go with us, Lord, do not take us from this place." If your presence doesn't go with us, don't take us from this place. As the new head of Alpha Canada in 2010, Shayla experienced significant change in the organization. In 2010, there were fewer Alpha courses running across Canada. The course seemed irrelevant and the material dated, sometimes called Grandma's Alpha. The course seemed irrelevant, the material dated. The internal culture at head office needed to change. 15 staff, 13 were let go. After some major changes in the office and an incredible, miraculous healing of a brain tumor she had after only 1 year in the job, she heard Jesus speak to her and say, "It's not your time to go." She had renewed conviction to let go of her worries and to hold tight onto God out of God's kindness and patience, he reorients us towards himself. Nobody loves like God loves. Nobody dreams like God dreams. A life of faith involves risk. Two young fellows came into the Alpha office in Vancouver and said they would like to make an offer. They would like to offer to make a new series for the youth, just for the young people. Shayla asked the young fellows if they had ever made a series of videos before. They said, no. She asked, well, do you have any theological background? They said, no, I'm 23. And we love Jesus, and we feel it's time for a change. Now, Shayla called the head of Alpha in England. His name is Nicky Gumbel. And he said, trusting the future of Alpha Canada to two 23-year-olds with no experience was foolish and did not recommend that the future, did not recommend that she trust them with this project. But Shayla didn't have any choice. She went to her board. They were hesitant. It could bankrupt Alpha Canada as a not-for-profit. One of the key donors to Alpha Canada said no. She thought that was it. A week later, after a lot of prayer, and she went, remember, Jesus had spoken to her, it's not time yet for her to go. The donor came back with a check. I'm not sure if it was a check, but a promise of $300,000. Can you write a check for $300,000? You can't, okay. It was a $300,000 check. He said, if we don't make this new Alpha series, a whole generation for Christ may be lost. So they went ahead. Since they made the new Alpha series for youth and another for adults, the number of places where the course is offered has grown from 78 across Canada to 900 in 12 months, spread to 45 countries and translated into 19 languages. From January to April of this year alone, 2018, 1,300 new Alpha courses were added, 260 of them led by students. We at Christ Church are offering the new Alpha film series for adults this September. It's a simple supper. Let somebody else cook for you. It's a 30-minute DVD. You're going to watch Jeopardy anyway. You might as well watch something that's a little more meaningful, although it is fun watching that. And then a discussion, or simply sit and listen. And I hope you will pray about this for September. Clear your calendar for that one night. And I believe it's going to be Monday, but we will just check. To sign yourself up, and if you have attended in the past and you would like to make a contribution, take the training as an Alpha helper, whether it's food preparation or small group leading, whatever it might be. You will be blessed by being involved in Alpha, to be our guest or to be a leader. So faith involves risk. Otherwise, it would just be wishful thinking. From Mark's Gospel, we read, on that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, let us go across to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, Mark 4:35. So sometimes it's just a boat. The boat can become a metaphor for all kinds of things, that, rather than simply what it is, a traveling vessel. Now, I imagine none of you came to church on a boat today, but there's a church called St. Peter's on the Rock in the Kawarthas, where you literally have to take a boat to get there, to the Anglican church on that island. Because left to their own devices, we'd rather just stay where we are rather than get in the boat. That's human nature. But it also seems to be the nature of faith that we can't seem to hear Jesus' invitation, let us go across to the other side. How easy it is to stay in our comfort zones, to default to our preferences, even if they don't have a biblical basis. It just feels right, and it may not be biblical. To remain in what is known, even though that which is known has become perhaps unbearable. And I'm not just talking about financial statistics or attendance. I don't know if you have a sense that when you attend here at Christ Church, you feel like you belong, that you're welcome here, that you're at ease here, that there's some joy here for you. There are people who don't have this kind of community experience. They just don't have it. And, you know, I feel some of that desperateness for them, not for myself, but for those people. Perhaps you might feel some of that same. But it might seem indeed quite hard to get into the boat, as it were. And change is hard. But the harder truth is staying where we are. Do you know the story of the man who decided after a career of 30 years of making $150,000 every year, at age 60, he decided to plan for his retirement? This is not a good move. His financial advisor said, it's going to be difficult for you. You're going to have to keep working till 80. He should have seen it coming. C.S. Lewis said, you can't change the beginning, but you can change where you are and change the ending. The promise of the Bible reading from Mark is not that Jesus is just with us. Notice that Jesus did not say, you go over to the other side, but let us go over to the other side. Jesus was there all along, even if he was sleeping on a pillow. And maybe it seems that way sometimes, that Jesus is sleeping on a pillow in our lives. I don't know. The promise of this reading is also that there is something on the other side Jesus knows about, and we need to get there. We need to get to the other side. We need to cross the road, cross the bridge, cross the sidewalk to the other side. Even though the other side may not be terribly rosy, but he calls us to go there and gives us courage and gives us strength to do that. It has its own sets of challenges, and the disciples have to see things differently, and they perhaps see themselves differently as they face this new reality, and it perhaps may need some getting used to. Growth is painful, and change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong. When the pain of where you are is worse than the pain of going somewhere else, change happens. Perhaps the act of faith is not just the trust that Jesus will still the storm. The act of faith is taking Jesus' invitation to heart, getting into the boat. The act of faith is believing that another side is not only possible, it's essential. I'd like to invite you to touch someone's shoulder near you and say, I'm not going without you, Jesus. I'm not going without you, Jesus. Not going without you. I'm not going without you. I'm not going without you. I want him with me every day, in my car, in my home, crossing the street. I'm not going without you, Jesus. As challenging as might be, it's critical that we figure out how to navigate change. A pastor was surprised to see a headstone in a cemetery. Can you imagine this? The words on the headstone said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. From Mark 16, verse 15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Kind of an unusual thing to have on a headstone. Your headstone might say something like your name, and then maybe a picture of an angel or a little sheep or something, or maybe, you know, love the Leafs or something. I don't know. On the headstone. Canadien, I don't know. But this is what it said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So the preacher went around to the other side of the headstone, and this is what he saw. St. Mark's Anglican Church, Oro, 1880 to 1997. It was a headstone for a church that died. Oro is north of Barrie. How sadly ironic to put a preaching message on a headstone that had failed. The church that had failed. More than a desire to change, we need to figure out how to lead change effectively. So there's more at stake. There's more at stake than just keeping the doors open or attending something that we feels comfortable for us. There's a generation who don't know some things. One is the power of people committed to self-sacrifice and transforming both themselves and the wider community through the gospel. A whole community who don't know about that, what Jesus has made possible in his self-sacrifice that we follow, right? That we see transformation happen, that we see good things happen through the gospel. A generation may never see the storm stilled by a word from Jesus that you might give. A generation that will be lost because a previous generation doesn't have the courage to break away from the slow death that comes from the embrace of the status quo. Change. Renewal. Reaching a generation for Christ. recapturing Jesus' vision for his church is essential to growing God's kingdom. Here's a little challenge for you. Take the name of Jesus on your lips. Don't be afraid to use the name of Jesus. Do you think you could do that? To take the name, not in profanity or anger, but in joy. Take the name of Jesus on your lips. To talk about what he's doing in your life. That's partly what happened to this church in Oro. They had wonderful bake sales and yard sales and rummage sales, and they forgot to talk about Jesus. They didn't really know what they were. They really weren't a church. I'm not saying that's true here, but if we don't remember who the founder and the one who gives source and strength, then who are we? So it's a spiritual journey. Take him with you. The thing is, he's already here. So acknowledge Jesus in your life. Through July, we'll explore, if you're here with us, through the weeks that I'm here in July, 8 guaranteed places of encounter. 8 guaranteed places of encounter to help us not only weather the storm to get us from here to there, but to rejoice that Jesus is going with us all the way. All the way. Let's pray. Lord, there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. We marvel at your integrity, the joy you give us, the forgiveness you offer us. May we receive you afresh by faith and not be ashamed to take the name of Jesus on our lips, to confess that Jesus is Lord, and to believe in our hearts that you raised him from the dead, that we may be saved and be instruments of your saving grace on whatever side of the road you put us on. Go with us as we enjoy this worship and day together. In Jesus' name, amen.